This is Plymouth, Massachusetts. The Pilgrims landed here almost 400 years ago. You can visit a reproduction or copy of their ship, the Mayflower, in Plymouth Harbor. In 1620, the Mayflower left England with 102 passengers aboard. All of the passengers were headed for Virginia. Less than half of them were pilgrims in search of religious freedom. The rest simply wanted to make their home in America. The pilgrims called these settlers strangers. Storms blew the Mayflower off course. Instead of Virginia, the ship reached New England. Sick of stormy seas, the pilgrims decided to stop there. But they had a problem. There was no government in New England, and some of the strangers looked like troublemakers. What would you have done in their situation? Think about this as you leave the train to visit Plymouth. Welcome back! I'll tell you now how the pilgrims solved their problem. Before going ashore, they drew up an agreement called the Mayflower Compact. It said that they would set up a government and make laws for the good of everyone. Each man signed the compact. Then the passengers elected a governor to lead the government. Today, Americans believe that people should make their own laws and elect their own leaders. We call this form of government a democracy. During the Pilgrims' time, when kings and queens were rulers of countries, this was a bold idea.